I had no intentions of being a farmer's wife. So when I was 19 years old, I left Mississippi with $35 and one suitcase that wasn't budging at the seams. And I did various menial jobs. I worked in a Chinese laundry. I worked in a restaurant. But I always believed that there was a better day. And I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do as far as a profession in life. But I just knew I wanted that good life that I didn't have at the time.
And you eventually somehow decided what you would do for your career. What? Tell me about the day that you figured out what you were going to do.
Well, in the summer of 61, my sister had a friend that lived down under her. And one day I was off and he was off. And we were walking down on the south side of Chicago. And we passed this recruiting station. And in that window was a sign that said, "Join the Army and see the world." And for some reason, it was like I was drawn there. I walked over to that window, and I stood there, and I looked at that sign, and I found myself saying, "That's what I'm going to do." And my sister's friend said, "What did you say?" Back then, it was not nice to talk about being in the military for women. It was looked upon with scorn. And he started telling me, "Nice girls didn't do this, and nice girls didn't do that." I was not fazed. I said, "I am going to join the Army and see the world." December of 1961 is when I went into the military. On my second year in, they sent me to Paris, France. Can you imagine? I had the ability to not only mingle with all different kinds of people and cultures there, I had the ability to learn about the theater and the arts. I used to go to the Louvre like I would go downtown Atlanta. I used to live in the Louvre.
And I know you said even though you did everything you were supposed to do, you often had to ask for your promotions.
Exactly right, Felicia. When they would get to my name, they would skip over it. So I had no problem with saying, "Sir, sir, we need to talk." And I told them, I said, "Why did they skip over my name?" I said, "I met all the criteria just like Sergeant Smith did, and they skipped over my name." So he gave me some excuse about, well, they needed to give the stripe to some man because he had a family. I said, "Sir, out of no disrespect for you, that is not my problem."
You started as a private in the military. You went and saw the world. You ended up retiring 27 years later as an E-8, a master sergeant.
Once I got in the military, and once I went to Paris, France, I felt that this is worth holding on to for a minute. See, I didn't just stay in the military just because it was a job. I stayed in the military because I was happy there. I had the opportunity to enjoy my job and enjoy living.